光临。
The Goldman Prize is often called the Nobel Prize for Environmental Heroism. Every year since 1990, someone from Africa, Asia, Europe, island nations, North America, and South and Central America are singled out for their environmental activism. Winners receive $125,000, the largest award of its kind. Founder and President Richard Goldman.
The Goldman Prize ends up in the hands of people who are grassroots environmentalists protecting the area in which they live, who've never been recognized and are given an opportunity to get more recognition again throughout the world.
Many of this year's winners have risked their lives for their cause. Willie Cordiff of Mayo County in Ireland spent 94 days in jail protesting and successfully halting the construction of a Shell oil pipeline across the biologically sensitive Irish coast. In Zambia, in Africa, Hemmer Simwinga has turned elephant poachers into organized environmentalists and sustainable farmers. And in the Amazon, Julio Cusarichi continues battling for the rainforest and the rights of this indigenous people to live there as they have for generations. Prize winners for 2007 are being honored in Washington this week, as they have been since the first Goldman Environmental Awards were presented in 1990. Senator Barbara Boxer of California.
Possible, because I remember the very year it started and thinking how wonderful. And I guess the point I want to make between that day and this day is the fact that the environment is back as an issue in America today. And the fact that this prize goes to people all over the world who understand the power of the grassroots, who understand the fact that human rights include the dignity of living in a safe environment.
With her Goldman Prize, Canadian Sophia Rabalakis plans to continue to fight for the protection of old-growth forests and native species of wildlife in Manitoba. Outdoorsman Ori Vigfusson of Iceland is a new kind of environmentalist. Using his negotiating skills, he has started a multinational campaign to buy the fishing rights of commercial fishers who are blamed for the decline in salmon populations. And once a poor herdsman in Mongolia, Setskugmuk Bayar, shut down powerful illegal mining interests in his country by educating local citizens on the importance of environmental protection, helping them to unite and shape government policy. His message is the message of all Goldman recipients. The health of planet Earth is everyone's responsibility. Paul Sisko, VOA News.